Midday Merry-Go-Round is on the air. Thank you, boys, and howdy, howdy, folks everywhere. This is your old Midday Merry-Go-Round bunch of entertainers on the air with a brand good show for everybody. How's everybody feeling? Say, that's fine for those of you that feel pretty good. Those of you who don't feel so good, you listen to me a little later on in the program. By the way, it's raining in Knoxville, or it's raining where you are, too. Well, we're sorry of that, but then, you know, we've got the sunshine. Open up your windows and let a little sunshine flow right outside to your neighbor next door, because we're going to put it out of your loudspeaker right now. As I said before, it's another one of those dark, damp days. A mighty good day to catch cold, but, you know, there's no reason why every change of the weather should bring you a cold. If you build up your resistance with Scalp's Indian River Tonic, you will avoid many of the colds you've been having. Scalp's Indian River Tonic is a natural remedy, one that uses nature's own products to bring you strong, buoyant health. Why not decide now not to have those colds all winter? Why not visit your druggist and ask for a bottle of Scalp's Indian River Tonic? Now, if he or your dealer is unable to supply you, just send $1 to the Indian River Medicine Company in care of this station. Your bottle will be sent to you at once, post-paid. Presenting Jackson Curley from the Golden West with a song for everybody. And among the everybodies included today are Ruthie Lawson of Appalachia, Virginia, Alice Graham on Clinton, Tennessee, a number here for Maggie Landon, Catherine Buckner, our Pruden, who have their radio tuned in, Ola Ballard of Asheville, North Carolina, that's the old hometown, isn't it, Curley? And just a couple more here, Mildred Garrett of Greenville, Mary Holler of Brevard, North Carolina, with her weekly letter, Cliff Carlisle of Asheville, who is soon leaving for the West Coast, Margaret Rogers of Knoxville, and here's one for Pat. Okay, let's sing about the old Smoky Mountain Forest.
There's the old Smoky Mountain, that's the old hometown of mine, where the birds in the tree, and the water stream, are blue, that little circle of mine. There's a little girl who is waiting, standing for me. There's the old Smoky Mountain, and all the pretty little
until Thanksgiving Day, the Miller-Jones Family Shoe Store offers footwear at special sale prices. Ladies' footwear. Now, ladies, listen carefully. In the latest styles, cut from $2.95 to $1.99. These shoes are in the latest fall and winter styles of suede, solid leather, and patent leather. Miller-Jones Family Shoe Store specializes in fitting the hard foot with shoes that are correct and comfortable. Miller Jones carries a complete line of shoes from $1 to $1.99. Remember to save on shoes at the Miller Jones Family Shoe Store, 14 Market Square, the store that saves you money. Fiddler on the air, old Haywire Dave, and he really went to town on that one. Well, it's about time to clean up the situation, boys, and that brings to mind washing machines. Washing machines to clean up the situation. And when you think of washing machines, think of the Meadows at the Field and Furniture Company, 208 West Vine Avenue. Just walk those 77 steps from Gay Street and see the new Meadow Fortune. See its tub of lifetime baked on porcelain enamel, its sturdy wear-proof construction, and its famous three-curved vane impeller that washes each garment separately. It's the perfect solution of your laundry problem. Save yourself expense and back-breaking labor by turning your laundry over to a new Meadows washer. See and inspect the Meadows washer at the Field and Furniture Company, 208 West Vine Avenue, just 77 steps from Gay Street. You can own a Meadows for as little as $1 a week. That means here it is. Old rambling boy of the mountains in person.
Huckleberry. Huckleberry. Huckleberry said to me a while ago, says, Lowell says, don't know whether I can sing my song today or not. My throat feels like a piece of raw beefsteak. It's been beat to death. Well, Huckleberry, I'm sure that you can sing no matter what the occasion. Can't you, none? Why, sure. Look at all these requests, Huckleberry. We've got to sing today. Billy Farrell of Rockwood, Mrs. Howard Vaughn of the same city, Jack Evans of East Burns, Kentucky, Selma Lee North, Jane Rogers of Sweetwater, Tennessee, Mr. and Mrs. M.T. Hawk, Mr. and Mrs. Miles Martin, Margaret Jones of Washington College, Ruby Bond of Corbin, Kentucky, Helen Duncan and Everett Cornett, Cold Feet, that Everett blows his own horn, don't you? Dorothy Parrish of Kids, Kentucky, Mr. and Mrs. Billy Martin, Mrs. Victor Raylor, Cleo Moore of Somerset, Kentucky, Clyde Bentley of Skady Valley, Frank Artis, Charlie Schubert, Bolton Howard Henderson Hospital, we hope to get well, Grace Cup of Maryville, who had a birthday yesterday. Had a birthday yesterday. Laura Reddy of Harriman, Tennessee. Joan Norwood of Knoxville was 5 years old yesterday. Happy birthday yesterday. Rena Lowry, Carl Williams of Dandridge. Minnie West of Middlesbrough. That's Maine's cousin out there, Huckleberry. Eva Cronin of Athens. Mrs. Emmeline Halder of Gatlin, Kentucky. Ruby McNabb, Ida Mae Pictures, Jack Bennett, Gene McDonald, Bella Henderson, Edna Fryer, Matt Asher, Maggie Hockney, Chester Terry, Mrs. Maddie Butterine, who is 49 years old today, all of Pruden, Tennessee.
Happy birthday today.
Mr. and Mrs. Bill Prophet of Pruden, celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary today.
Happy wedding anniversary.
Mr. and Mrs. Earl Kilgore of Clinchmore. Richard Marshall of Boston, Kentucky, has a birthday today.
Happy birthday today.
Ruby Southern of Harrogate, 17 years old today.
Happy birthday today.
Odell Walters of Sand Gap, Kentucky. Aunt and Susie Peace of Emmeline, Kentucky. Mr. and Mrs. John Llewellyn of Morley. Mr. and Mrs. Bill East. Luella Walker of Benham, Kentucky, 24 years old tomorrow.
Happy birthday tomorrow.
And here's one for Mr. and Mrs. Bernard Atkins of Carryville, celebrating their 5th wedding anniversary today, Huckleberry.
Happy wedding anniversary.
Uel Hubbard, Charles Hallifield of Boston, Kentucky, Mrs. Foster Sullivan of Stearns, Kentucky, Marvin Chastain of Alcoa, 8 years old today.
Happy birthday today.
Mary Locke of Knoxville, Elizabeth Locke of the same city, Martha Brown of Kingsport, the young people Sunday school class at the First Baptist Church in Huntsville, Dorothy Harmon of Cumberland Gap. Oh, yes, I almost forgot to eat here, Huckleberry. Hub and Glenn Grissom, visitors in the studio from Kingsport, Tennessee today. Want to dedicate that to their mother up there in Kingsport. Mighty glad to have you with us, boys. Hope you can come back. For Mrs. C.H. Marshall of Alcoa, requested by Leota and Billy Marshall in the studio. Are these some two on the back there? Carrie Cape, Hazel Rawlins, Earl Thomas, and Dot Thomas. Huckleberry is going to sing that beautiful little ballad entitled The Convict and the Rose.
Within my prison cell so dreary, alone I sit with weary heart, just thinking of my lonely darling. With her forever I must part. This rose you send me as a token, she sent it just to light my gloom, to tell me that her heart is broken, to cheer me for I meet my doom.
Entertain the day with a specialty entitled The Washington and Lee Swing.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we've been getting quite a lot of nice mail from you all lately, and certainly want to thank you very much. I have a couple of letters here that I do have to answer today. Just a couple of cards. They weren't exactly letters, but there was one card come in from Jacksboro. You boys remember we were up there Wednesday night, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Wednesday night. Tuesday night, yeah. Tuesday night. Says, Dear Loyal, please settle a dispute between a friend and myself about the man and the girl that came up after your show at Jacksboro. She said it was Monk, but I didn't think so. No, it wasn't Monk. It was our good friend Tracy that came up, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Right after the show, yes. Our good friend Tracy. It wasn't Monk. Monk was out that night busying himself in other parts of Tennessee. He was over at Oakdale, wasn't he? Everything was oak at Oakdale. Here's another one that comes in to the Midday Merry-Go-Round from London, Kentucky. Says, Dear Merry-Go-Round, I want to know if little Frankie Turner is a girl or a boy. Well, if you could have seen the expression on Frankie's face there, you know doggone good and well he wasn't a girl. Well, Frankie is a boy, and, well, take that microphone, set it out over there, and let's let Frankie speak for himself over there, will you? Buck, put your snozzle up in front of that thing there, Frankie. Frankie is a boy, and how old are you, Frankie?
12 years old.
12 years old. There's the answer for you right now.
I'm a boy, but I sing like a girl.
What Frankie means by that is that he has a sort of a high-pitched voice. In other words...
He sings something like this.
While I sing something like this. The latter being the worst part of the singing. Now, here's Frankie to demonstrate for himself so that you can really enjoy that fine voice of his. Are you all stopped, Frankie?
I hope so.
Well, don't start because I got a couple of requests here. Here is Frankie Turner singing for Mrs. Jack Bruggs and Mrs. Ed Bowles of Mascot, Tennessee. Mrs. Walker of Lenore City celebrating her 40th birthday today. Thank you, Frankie. Very nice of you to be so generous with your happy birthday. Mr. and Mrs. George Morgan of Middlesbrough, Kentucky. Jules Parton and John Parton of Pruden, Tennessee. Here is Ralph Brown and Virgil Turkey of Louisville, wanting Frankie to sing. Francis Minnick of Kingsport. Mrs. C.W. Minnick, that might be pronounced Minnick. I ask to be forgiven if I pronounce it wrong. Anna Joyce Hall, who will celebrate her birthday in Huntsville on November the 22nd. What do you say, Frankie?
Happy birthday on November the 22nd.
Yes, Frankie might forget it before then, so he wants to be sure he gets it done now. All right, then, Frankie, you go ahead and sing. How about singing about that old faithful today? You do that right quick. You do?
Oh, faithful, we drove the rain together. Oh, faithful, in every kind of weather. When you round the days are over, there'll be pastures wide with clover for you.
Thank you. By the way, folks, by the way, what did you take the last time you had a headache? Mm-hmm. If your answer is stand back, then you know by this balanced preparation highly praised by millions of men and women from every walk of life.
you know that Stand Back really does give amazingly quick relief. That it does not leave you uneasy and upset. To you, who have not yet switched to Stand Back, you will do well to give it a trial the very next time you have headaches, neuralgia, or any other common inorganic pain. The trial size is 10 cents, that's right. The economy size, 25 cents. Always. Snack. Good old standard. Here you are. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much. Well, while you folks are taking your stand backs now, it's just as good a time as any for me to introduce to you a new feature on the Midday Merry-Go-Round. We'd like to present to you today this new feature that we've been planning for some time, the Educational Department. Listen to the candid opinion of the merry-go-rounders. Yeah, that was one opinion. Now, of course, these boys today express their opinions by their own volition. They are not getting paid for what they say. They merely tell you what they think. First, we'd like to introduce Kurt Steer, who says...
It's funny. A woman will wear an evening gown and not care to dance at all. A golf outfit when she doesn't even know how to play golf. Or a swimming suit when she's afraid of water. But when she puts on a wedding dress, boy, she means business.
And here's Dave Durham, who dropped in today to say,
I ain't much of a student myself, but I have made an important discovery. The Chinese language has about 15,000 words only, but it's very difficult because none of them is English.
Tony Musco has this to say.
She's a tougher world, the kid.
Someone asked me what I think of a love.
Well, I'm telling you. Love, she's just like a hash. You must have a lot of confidence to enjoy it, huh? I like it, the girls. Me, Tony Musco, I like it, the girls. I like it, the girls with blue eyes and greenbacks.
Gary Collins, who would say this?
I'm not an educator. I'm a hunter. These stories of hunting are nothing compared to what I've been through. While in Africa, I was suddenly confronted by a lion, fell out of reach of my gun. I seized his jaws, pulled them open, and held them apart until he starved to death.
Or catch the opinion of old Huckleberry, who has this to say.
I've learned one thing. There are two kinds of men. Those who do what their wives tell them to, and those who ain't never got married.
Listen again next week for the candid opinion of the merry-go-rounders from the Educational Department. Friends, just a word of reminder that this is the Midday Merry-Go-Round coming to you from WNOX in Knoxville, Tennessee. And here is Buck Houskins, who's going to sing a little song for you, accompanied by the Dixieland Twinkies. Incidentally, this is a number that the boys recorded a short time ago for the Bluebird people. You like it the way Buck sings it, too. Are you all touched, Buck? Huh? Touched in the head, yeah.
Can't keep my ears on the ground when I'm thinking of you.
Thinking of you.
By my head. to my heel. With my heart the way it feels, looks like I'm in love again. To my heel, and it's like case of disease, looks like I'm in love again. They say I'm frenetic and psychopathetic. Poetically speaking, I'm nuts. Nuts in the head, nuts in the heart. Gotta keep stretching my neck, always looking for you. But my neck being stretched and my head where I've been hit, looks like I'm in love again.
Right down the old groove. And while you're down the groove, friends, go straight to the Glenmore Clothing Store at 314 Wall Avenue for value in a suit or overcoat. Buy good coats. It is made right here in Knoxville, direct from the factory, at the factory prices of $14.50 and $16.50. There are only two prices at Glenmore. Choose your suit or overcoat from a wide variety of materials, patterns, styles, and cuts, because Glenmore can fit any man. Get snappy tailoring, perfect fit, and good value in a Glenmore garment. Their label assures you of satisfaction. Don't help to pay the rent on a high-priced store and just skip the middleman. For you'll get only value at the Glenmore Clothing Store at 314 Wall Avenue, just opposite the St. James Hotel. Little man with lots of music, Senior Musco and the Stomach Steinway. Tony plays today a song that you enjoy. Oh, you dread being called a little man, huh?
Yeah, I thought you
were
called somebody else.
Oh, I see. Well, Tony, you are very big after all, and you do make an awful lot of music. And we'd like for you to play for us today that Musco special, would you?
Yeah, boy.
Here's a special Musco arrangement of Choo-choo! Dream Train.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Midday Mag-Around brings you in person. You know who's Little Monkey Bunch.
If you want to see something good, come over here. Look at it. Look at
that's
this right
money,
here.
Mom.
Look at this right here.
Oh, a picture.
That's
the cutest picture of a monkey I've seen in a long time.
What? That ain't no monkey. That's a picture of Huckleberry when he was 7 years old. Look at that. Look at that.
Sure, I can see it now.
Isn't that a dandy?
Hey, look, it says at the bottom, Huckleberry in the second grade.
He never got any further than the second grade. Yeah, he had to quit right there on account of some little blonde that was in the first grade, I heard.
Wasn't he rather young to quit school in the second grade, all over a girl? What was the reason?
Well, the way I heard it, his mother gave him a penny fee one day, and the little blonde kind of played him for a sucker.
Yeah, that's how it was.
I do declare. It's surprising to me how you get the lowdown on all these boys. How do you do it?
Oh, it's just, I guess it's just a gift. I'm smart, I reckon.
Yeah.
did you hear about Dave Durham's wife buying the eggs for 30 cents a dozen, did you? Huh?
She bought eggs at 30 cents a dozen?
And when she told Dave about it, he just flew right up in the air. Boy, he just went clear up. He says, we're too poor to eat eggs when they're up so high as that. You just take them right down there and put them in the cellar till they get a little cheaper.
That sounds like Dave, all right.
It sounds like it.
I guess Dave is just like the rest of us, Monk. I wish I knew where I could buy good, fresh country eggs reasonable.
Well, you ought to try my brother, Ev. He's got plenty of eggs out there, sure. Yeah, he's got a whole lot of them out there on his farm. They get them chipped in every day.
I'm not going out to your brother, Ev.
Why not? What's the matter out there?
Well, not as long as he's got that vicious dog around.
Well, there ain't no fish dog out there. That's a bulldog.
That's a full-blooded
bulldog.
I don't care what kind it is. I don't like the dog. He bit me once, and I kicked him in defense.
No, he never had a fence. No, when he walked, he had a funny little gait like, but he never had no fence, and he never bit you either. That dog never did.
But he did bite me.
Well, I say the dog never bit you. I can prove that the dog never bit you. I can prove that the
all
dog...
All right, all right. Prove it.
Well, in the first place, he ain't got any teeth. And he can't bite. And in the second place, he's been out in Uncle Abner's farm for a long time now. And in the third place, he's been chained to my coal bin and couldn't get out of the cellar. And in the fourth place, he's... Well, that dog's been dead for 6 years. And in the fifth place, he should have bit you anyway, by God.
That's so. Well, if he's been dead 6 years, what was it that was running around his house?
Sidewalk.
Yeah. But this thing barks.
Well, that ain't nothing. We got an old table over at our house made out of dogwood, and I barked my shins on that a whole lot of times.
An old table? Something an antique?
No, but it was a table, I say.
Oh, I mean, had it been in the family long?
Oh, sure. My father's father got it from his father's father, and even went on farther back.
Did you ever try to take them?
No, we always kind of left that up to the sheriff. I can remember one time the sheriff did kind of catch up with us, all of us. I remember that time.
Where was that, Monk?
Well, it was at a family reunion we had once. We had a fine time. I remember it so well. There was a fellow there, too, that took pictures of everybody.
Did he take any pictures of you?
Well, he finally did, but... Well, I had such a hard time sitting still, he said to me, son, listen, if you will sit still, I'll give you a dollar.
Did you sit still?
Well, I did it for a while, but I got to squirming around there and finally got real mad. And he said to me, say, listen, son, I'd give you a dollar. Now, won't you please sit still?
What was wrong? Why couldn't you sit still?
Why couldn't I sit still? My gosh, man, the fellow had me sitting on the anthill. Well, I I've got...
How about a song today, Monk?
I've got a song for you, but I got some requests for the folks that want me to sing.
Oh, well, you go right ahead.
This is for the 7th wedding anniversary for Mr. and Mrs. D.F. Birchfield out there at Maryville. And Pat and Mike, no, it wasn't Mike, it's Pat and, Pat and Lil, or Lil, that's it, they wanted me to sing, and for them, so I said I'd do that, too. And Mrs. M.S. Matheson, Andrews, North Carolina, her daughter liked a song for her, and we were thinking on singing it for her. Her daughter's with us in the audience today.
In the auditorium?
Yeah, she's here at the place. And there's Mrs. H.A. Johnson up in La Follette, Tennessee, and Mr. Johnson's mother down there at Tellico Plains, and Mrs. Sally Lynn, 77 years old today. Imagine.
7 years old today.
77.
Two of them.
So we better say a happy birthday, hadn't we?
Yes, and I've got one here. Bonnie Freeman of Jellico, Tennessee, just loves to hear you sing.
She would?
Hazel Brown of Rockwood would be tickled to death. You sing a song for her.
Oh, doggone. Well, I'd be tickled to death to sing it for her.
What have you got?
I've got that one they call Oh Susanna, just off the old piano. Oh Susanna, just off that old piano. My hands are itching for those feet. Our trouble will go in the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies. Let's get the gang around that you can hang around. And when the neighbors do they'll forget about Hannah and Hannah. Oh, Susanna, I'll let you sing Susanna just on that old piano tonight. Don't ring me, Bob, don't lock me, that's the scale. Everybody ought to know how to play the note at all. There is nothing finer than a minor strain. It's kind of melody. Gets lost at sea. According to you, beautiful, I heard somebody say it. According to you, wonderful, according to the way you play it. Oh, Susanna, just off that old piano, my hands are itching for me. Seems like many ages since we last participated in our favorite melody.
When you want to buy a used car, you want to buy the best that can be had for the money, don't you? Well, I'm wondering if you know what to look for. Very few people do. In fact, most of us have to take the word of the salesman. That's why it's so important to buy your used car at a place which can be depended upon. That's why your car should come from the home of dependable used cars, the Kerr Motor Company. Kerr's used cars give longer, better service. Kerr's prices are always reasonable. Visit the Kerr Motor Company, 508 North Broadway, through Gate Street. We present now, friends, our good friend Haywire Dave Durham, who's got his fiddle tuned up in order to play for you that very fine little number of his called Fiddlopia.
pass a million to that fine number. Are you, like so many other businessmen, taking full advantage of the economies offered by the new Postal Telegraph Night Letter Service? Why, under the new rate, you can send a 25-word message anywhere in the United States at a maximum cost of 50 cents, at a minimum of 25 cents. I beg your pardon, it's 20 cents. It will pay you to make the new Postal Telegraph Night Letter Service part of your regular business routine. Now, if you folks can stand it just a little bit, I'd like to sing a little song today for a few of the friends who have written in. Mr. Joe Hall in Bessemer, Alabama. Hope that he enjoys the number. One here for Mrs. Grady Mitchell of Maryville, Tennessee. And a couple here for Huckleberry. He said I could borrow them today if I wanted to. Didn't get to him before he started to sing. Miss Stella Kahn and Miss Jeanette Allen of Jonesville, Virginia are in the audience today. And thanks so much for visiting with us. Harlan Bessie, W.R. Westmoreland of Greenville, Tennessee and family, they're here too. Mighty glad to have you all with us and hope you enjoyed the merry-go-round. Here's a little song which is entitled Waiting at the End of the Road.
But I don't mind, cause a happy life will be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right. I'll find my way, cause the guiding light will be shining at the end of the road. There may be
request, Senor Tony Musco will play upon the stomach Steinway today that favorite number of the ages, Tell Steve Bear. Thank you.
The next time you are listening to the Midday Merry-Go-Round, remember this. Many people who have frequently used DC for the relief of headaches, neuralgia, and sensitive pains of an inorganic character have also discovered that DC is effective for the relief of simple nervousness. Try it the next time you're bothered with some temporary nervous excitement. 10 and 25 cent sizes everywhere.
Well, hair and butter, 6 foot long, hair and butter, 6 foot long, hair and butter, 6 foot long, skip to my loo, my darling. Rooster in the haystack, rooster in the haystack, rooster in the haystack, skip to my loo, my darling.
Saturday edition of the Midday Merry-Go-Round on the air tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. Come on down and join in the fun with the boys. Tomorrow, Sophronia Apple will be here. Merce Mouse and Smokey will make their appearance, and it'll be a grand time for everybody. Remember, the Midday Merry-Go-Round on the air tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon, and until then, Lowell Blanchard and all the boys bid you goodbye. Lots of good luck, and we'll be seeing you.
Of the Midday Merry-Go-Round, starring Lord Blanchard and all the gang, reached you from our auditorium studios at the New Sentinel Station.
In my new and a slight taste of DC.